Welcome to the Product Podcast by Product School. Here's a preview of today's talk.
Before breaking into product management, I was actually an analyst in a bank. And there is a common notion that banks are a little outdated. They're not up to date with technology and tools. And that's not entirely false. It's actually true. Most of the banks are not like tech companies, and tech companies usually are a bit skeptical about, you know, hiring someone from a bank. And that was one of the biggest drawback for me, you know, when I was attending interviews and trying to break into product management. But what I did was I basically gathered the work experience that was relevant to the company that I was applying to. It's very important that, you know how to sell yourself. You pick what is important for the company, you know, you're interviewing with.
In this podcast, we teach our listeners valuable lessons about product management and transform them into thinking like a product manager. We teach product management, coding, data analytics, and blockchain in 14 campuses worldwide, including San Francisco, New York, and Seattle. You can find more information at productschool.com. Join our Slack community of 25,000 professionals to network and stay tuned for our upcoming events.
Everyone, how many of you here are aspiring to be a product manager? Most of you? Okay. Just want to tell you guys that probably a year ago or maybe a year and a half ago, I was sitting there and I took their course. The class was right there. So let me start off, by talking a little bit about my story. When and why did I decide to become a PM? Growing up in India, my parents decided that, I'd be an engineer like as soon as I was born. And technical and analytical problem solving has just always been part of my life. I used to take part in a lot of extracurricular activities, but my career was kind of set, that I was going to be an engineer. I came to the States to do my master's in computer science. And it's only when I actually became a software engineer that I realized that, I was not utilizing more than half my strengths, in my role. I used to literally sit in a corner and program blue LED lights to, blink certain hertz, turn them into amber. Because at that time, I was a storage developer in EMC. Now it's Dell. I didn't know the big picture. I didn't know who was using that product, why I was even doing what I was doing. As an engineer, you tend to go very deep. You do something very specific, and that's all you have the time for. You don't really have the time to even understand what the value prop is, what your customer wants, etc. But that was always a void in me, And that's when I started questioning myself, and I started hanging out with a lot of my other colleagues. Some of them were design folks, some of them were product folks. I used to interact a lot more just to understand, what really resonated well with me, and it seemed like, it was product. So two main things here was that, one, I was not utilizing most of my strength, and two, I wanted to be part of this bigger picture. So now that I knew that I wanted to, be a product manager, what did I do about it? Of course, mandatory books. How many of you have read Decode and Conquer and How to Crack PM Interview? I mean, these are all good books. I read them and, they have some nice framework. But this alone will not take you very far, right? And of course, I got my certification. And after joining PayPal, my manager told me later that, that she really liked the fact that I did something about it. I didn't just want to be a product manager, but I went and, got myself a certification. So a lot of people out here have an appreciation for, going and getting a certification. But again, I want to stress on the fact that just by reading books, blogs, and getting a certification alone, won't make you a product manager. So, how many of you can actually talk like a product manager? More importantly, how many of you can think like a product manager? I don't know what is networking to you. Most of the people network. They meet some folks for the first time. They talk to them for the first time, and then they ask for a referral. And let's face it, most of the people are awkward to refer strangers. But that's not how I networked. I used to use this app called Shaper. There are so many apps and resources, but I used to use this one because it just worked well for me. It's like Tinder for networking. You pick some keywords. I used to pick product management, etc. And it will match your profile with similar profile. And then you get to go have lunch or coffee and, you know, talk to those people. The one thing I did was I had these template of questions and I used to keenly observe like how they spoke. I used to ask questions like, what kind of products are you working on? What kind of KPI do you come up with? What's the value prop? I used to just observe their language, the kind of, you know, words they use. You have to train your mind to think in a certain way, right? Be it any product. You have to always ask yourself, what's the value prop? Why is this the most important problem, you know, amongst everything? So it's, you have to train your mindset. It's not just about reading two books and attending interviews. When I interviewed with Facebook, I kept talking a lot about revenue, money, and at one point, I think the interviewer got a little annoyed and he said, we're not even gold on money, so, you know, don't talk about money. But when I interviewed with PayPal, revenue is one of the most important key metrics. It's a payments company, right? So you have to have a sense of what the company's culture is. When I used to network, I used to ask a lot of questions about their company too, to understand the culture, because every company is different. Every company is looking for, you know, different things. So it's really important that you understand about the company that you're interviewing with. So these are the things that I focused on, you know, when I was networking. The next thing that I did was I helped my previous manager launch a subscription box. I participated like from the beginning till the end, from customer discovery to, you know, building the website, logo, branding, marketing, sales, to pre-launch, post-launch. I did it throughout with her. And subscription box is not an e-commerce or payments platform. But when I interviewed with PayPal, they had a strong appreciation for something like that. People are really nice and they do like the fact that you're taking an extra effort to put your knowledge into something working, right? So it's very important that you not only learn, but you're also doing something on the side. You know, you have something to show when you go for an interview. When you're talking about yourself, you're talking about something that you've created, you know. So I think that's a very important factor.
If you have enjoyed the episode so far, check out our upcoming live events at productschool.com/events. Use the promo code PRODUCTPODCAST in all caps to get a free ticket to the next event in your city.
And then, of course, leverage your background. Before breaking into product management, I was actually an analyst in a bank. And there is a common notion that banks are a little outdated. They're not up to date with technology and tools. And that's not entirely false. It's actually true. Most of the banks are not like tech companies. And tech companies usually are a bit skeptical about, you know, hiring someone from a bank. And that was one of the biggest drawback for me, you know, when I was attending interviews and trying to break into product management. But what I did was I basically gathered the work experience that was relevant to the company that I was applying to. It's very important that, you know how to sell yourself. You pick what is important for the company, you know, you're interviewing with. I also narrowed my search to just fintech because I wanted to leverage the fact that, you know, I worked in finance. So you have to very smartly leverage your background. The next thing is platform product management versus business product management. Every time I attended an interview for a business product management, it didn't go that well. I don't have a consumer-facing experience, whereas I actually have a technical background. So it was a lot more easier for me to leverage my technical background. Of course, again, you got to really understand the company you're interviewing with. You go attend an interview with a blockchain company, you got to understand the blockchain technology. If it is PayPal, you got to understand how PayPal works. But whatever your background is, are you a data person? Are you a design person? Are you an engineer? Whatever it is, try to leverage that and look for opportunities that's looking for those kind of skill set. Diving a little bit more into business PMs and platform PMs, this is the best part about Silicon Valley, right? I see both these types of roles in Silicon Valley. Are you afraid that, you know, you don't have enough technical experience? Then you do have plenty of business product manager roles. So in PayPal, we actually have plenty of business product manager roles as well as technical product manager roles. And a business product manager is closely interacting with customers and he understands the customer pain. He's solving the business needs. A platform product manager like me, I am partnering with them to do the first two, although it's not mandatory. But my main goal is to, you know, understand company's product, company's vision, and solve platform needs. I'm building platform that supports company products, and I'm owning the platform evolution. So you guys are at the right place. This is Silicon Valley. So if you think your strength is business, then, you know, look for business-related product manager roles. If you think your strength is technical, then look for platform-related product manager roles. And lastly, what I learned after becoming a PM is that, you know, it's not as flashy as it seems like. Before becoming a PM, it really seemed very flashy to me. I once wanted a project manager. I went to my manager and I asked her, you know, hey, can I have a project manager? And she's like, no. Your team is pretty small and, you know, we can't afford to give you a project manager. So what did I do? I had to wear my project management hat. And, you know, I had to keep things moving. Sometimes I do analysis work. Sometimes I have to go deep, get my hands dirty. I basically have to do anything and everything for the success of my product, especially in small companies and mid-sized companies. You know, they value the fact that you have done a lot of things in the past. When I was applying for jobs, I was very skeptical. I felt a bit demotivated that I've been an engineer, I've been a developer, tester, data analyst, and now I want to be a product manager. Like, I feel like I'm all over the place. Will people really value me? But people actually value that. People value the fact that you can bring a lot to the table. Because like I said, these small companies and mid-sized companies, they want you to do a lot of stuff. You know, this product manager role is not really what it seems like when you, you know, just go browse the internet. When I was phone screening some candidates recently, they had multiple roles in the past, but what they didn't deliver is they couldn't talk like a product manager. They didn't sell themselves like a product manager. They just sounded like an engineer. They sounded like an analyst. I think that's where people actually lose. You really have to work towards training your mind and sound like a product manager is my final take on this. So that's pretty short. And if you guys have any questions, shoot.
Thanks for listening to the Product Podcast. If you liked this episode, don't forget to leave us a review on iTunes. If you want to know more about our courses and next course, visit productschool.com. Stay tuned for the next episode to learn more about the secrets in product management.